survived on Turtle Island for thousands and thousands of years, following a way of life that carried them to have what our people refer to as Biropimatism, a good way of life. It may sound very simple, and it is, because that good way of life is defined by the original instructions that we were all given on how to live and how to behave as human beings. And there is a law that our people have followed for thousands of years, the great binding law of the Creator. It's taught to our people that there is a great spirit, that there is this great mystery. We do not have the capacity and the intelligence to understand the fullness of the greatness of this great mystery. Best we can do is to feel that great mystery in our heart and in our spirit.
Blowing out your speakers, you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. Non-commercial community powered radio. Welcome to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, along with Malcolm Lee. And come on, Tom.
I feel flooded.
Well,
whoa!
Happy National Day of Mourning, everybody.
Yes.
All I have to say about that. Mm-hmm. Give us our land back.
Yes.
Thank you.
But happy birthday to Anna.
Yes.
Happy belated birthday, Anna.
Yes.
And
but keep the turkeys.
Courtney, if you're making your families listen, you know, if they don't want to know things, they should plug their ears.
Whoa.
And also, my family in the East Coast, I did tell you about this. If you are watching or listening, happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you enjoyed the meals.
Well, we can tell our families anything that we want. It doesn't mean that they're going to show up.
Well, one thing's for sure, I'm pregnant. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
Okay.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Malcolm and Eric are having a baby.
Aww. Oh, it's a club sandwich. Yeah, okay.
Like, yes. Uh-huh. We're live. We're live.
We are live,
because
people.
We are doing Friendsgiving tomorrow. So yes.
Which you still decided. Need to say, what time you're coming and what you're bringing.
I'm bringing what I'm bringing. I'm bringing the land.
Stuffing,
I'm
right?
bringing the land that you live on. You're welcome. That is what I'm bringing.
Oh, you're bringing the stuffing, yes? Or
I don't know.
Honey, the land.
You're right. Okay. You hear it here
what
live.
What I am making is what you will eat.
He's bringing the stuffing. Okay.
What I am making is what you will eat.
Here we go. Stuffing. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go into this because we only have an
dishes.
Hour.
I have dishes to share with you all.
Ooh. But is it more than one?
Such great sights.
Yes.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Indeed.
I'm about to be turned on by this.
Thanks, Clive Barker.
Wow.
My nipples are going to be hard, and it's not because of the weather. Okay.
Okay.
So here we go. So what have I been up to? Here's what I've been up to. I have seen Wicked for Good.
Yawn.
I have seen...
Like a handprint.
Wow!
Like a handprint on my heart.
I have. Wow. I have only heard back from one person, and it was like a... Oh.
Well, okay. Here's the thing.
They were very sad and very angered and agitated that, like, oh, this is a 2-hour, 45-minute musical that you could have just made into like a 3-hour movie, but no, you had to chop it up and yeah.
Look, they had to give the people what they wanted.
Correct.
Probably also indeed. Part of Ariana Grande's like recording contract.
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I actually did enjoy the movie. I was okay with it because I expected to see what would happen, and I knew that the second half would be darker because of what the story is. So I really wasn't expecting like so much glitz and glamour or anything. Like, it was pretty dark, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, they wanted to kill her. So they wanted to kill the witch. Mm-hmm. And then she got upset because she was betrayed, and it was a lot going on. There was a lot of emotions. But I'm still gonna admit that, yeah, I cried.
Aww.
I did. I cried. Almost twice. There was one time, if you don't want spoilers, I mean, you could like plug your ears or whatever, but if you don't care, listen on. No good deeds go unpunished. That was really good because I was going to get misty eyed because of how she performed it. That was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. But obviously, Change for Good. Ugh. Mm-hmm. Ugh. You could feel the emotion and the love that they have for each other especially during this experience of making the movie, they lay it all out there. They do. So
the actors or the characters? Both?
Both. Uh-huh. Both. I mean, you could tell. Both. It was like, ooh. I mean, Eric and I, we were sitting together, and Eric was just like...
Nice to watch a tragic lesbian love story every once in a while.
They're not having sex.
No.
Not on screen.
Wow.
Give it 20 years, there'll be another version.
Oh, my goodness.
AI is going to write it.
Wicked lesbians, that's what it's going to be called. But anyway, no, but it was really, really good. And I will say this. Go ahead and give Ariana Grande her Oscar. I'm calling it right now. Best Supporting Actress. There really hasn't been a strong pool out there. There's this one guy that I watch on YouTube. I forgot his name, where he critiques and sees all the movies that are coming out and gives his predictions for the Oscars, and he's usually right. And he's a
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
No, this is a science person.
Trendy.
I'm going to cut your tongue off. Anyway, he said also that it doesn't seem like it's a strong pool. I mean, I know a lot of people are saying, is it Amy Madigan? Is that her name? Who played in Weapons?
Aunt Gladys.
Yeah, from Weapons. And she did well. But, yeah, I think they're going to give it to Ariana. I really, really do. She did an awesome job. Will I say the same thing about Cynthia Erivo? I don't know. There's another person where everybody's talking about her performance in the movie Hamnet, about Shakespeare and Meghan Hamlin, and it's
Paul
the
Mescal.
Wife of Shakespeare. No, not winning Best Actress, but
oh.
I mean, maybe they made it. I don't know, but anyway, no, Jessie Buckley. A lot of people are talking about her performance and possibly winning it. So, but I am going to pull for Cynthia Erivo because she knocked it out the park as well. But that is my review for Wicked. I think it's good. I think it's worth going to see it if you have not seen it. Now, is it worth seeing it multiple times? There are people that have seen it multiple times. Good for you. But if you've seen the first one, I think it makes sense to see the second one. Don't listen to other people. It was good. We already mentioned a Friendsgiving. Yes, I'm having people come over to our apartment to make... Or to bring food. We're making delicious food. We have the turkey, the sweet potatoes, the collard greens, and I think that's it. Mm-hmm. Are we making anything else? I think that's it.
Well, I'm bringing bread.
You're bringing bread. We're going to have a charcuterie board. Mm. Oh, we bought pecan pie. And I believe another one of our friends, Brenda, is bringing.
Fine.
Oh, is that what you were going to bring?
It's fine.
You could just bring the board.
No, bring it.
It's fine.
We can have more than one, Alfred.
It's fine.
Jesus. Anyway, so that should be a lot of fun tomorrow. Our Thanksgiving dinner was KFC. It was delicious.
Oh.
Holidays coming up in New Jersey. Eric's going to go to New York for the first time ever. He's going to be wild. He's like, we got to go to Rockefeller Center. We got to see the tree. And I'm like, of course we're going to see the tree. So that's going to be fun. He's going to meet my folks.
Yikes.
And as always, a busy improv. Why did you say yikes? They're listening.
I was talking about
They are
New York.
Listening.
I was talking about New York. Sorry, not about.
Oh, my God.
You talk very fast. You're from
Mom,
the East Coast.
Mom, Dad, Tiki. I am so sorry about that last comment, okay?
I was talking
you
about
are
New
loved.
York. I was talking about New York. I have been only once, and I was like, oh, I see.
Because
I see.
You're from here.
I get it. I understand. I wanted to live there when I was younger and I didn't know any better. And then I went there when I was older and I knew a little bit more. And then I was like, oh, no.
It's very expensive and it's very busy. I mean, there's a reason why it's called the city that never sleeps.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you know more now?
I did when I... Yes.
Wow.
Yes, indeed.
Wow. And finally, busy improv season. If anybody's interested, American Immersion Theater. I do improv with a troupe. It's a lot of fun. If you ever want to do it, look us up.
So you're doing a lot of holiday parties?
Yeah. Well, there's three that I booked so far, possibly four. Dang. There's going to be two this upcoming weekend.
Oof.
I've never done it. Well, actually, no, I've done it one time before. Did two in one weekend, and I'm doing it again. And this time, I'm playing the lead and the host. So one time I'm playing the lead, the other one playing the host. It's going to be crazy. It'll be fun. This. So I got it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and school.
School is school.
Tom, how about you?
I mean, I think I might be officially identifying as a black cat lesbian.
What's a black cat lesbian for the listeners at home?
Apparently, in the queer slang dictionary, a black cat lesbian is aloof, cunning, and a little unbothered.
Oh, you're bothered. You get bothered.
Whoa.
A black cat lesbian?
You get a little bothered from time to time.
Look, at least I'm not the golden retriever.
Apparently,
there's a golden retriever lesbian.
I cite all of your work interactions.
Well, a golden retriever lesbian, warm, loyal, sunshine energy. Okay. Mm-hmm, but you're the black cat lesbian, aloof, cunning, and a little unbothered?
I feel like for sure a tabby. For sure, a tabby.
The tabby.
Look, we're talking about sapphic TikTok, everyone, in case you were curious.
It's on pride.com, queer slang, if you're curious about these terms. Oh, dear.
I know. I was doing some research, and I was like, you know, I think I'm a black cat lesbian.
And then I'm
black.
Looking at baby gay bingo.
I self-identify. I'm not going to talk about that, but.
No, we're not.
You know.
This duh, the tea. We already know what the T is.
Some of those are just like, this is not right.
Right. It's not right. So go away. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
But, you know, black cat lesbian. It's dark.
Black cat lesbian. I feel aloof and I'm bothered. Meow. Anyway, go.
That's how Schwartz feels every day.
Mm-hmm. Your cat is not aloof.
Raven is aloof, though. That's true.
Okay, Raven is aloof. Mm-hmm. Courtney's cat, Raven, is... Schwartz is a spaz. Spaz. Yeah. Love him, but he's a spaz. Oh, my God.
I think we're not supposed to say spaz anymore, right?
Yes.
Oh, we're not?
No. What's her name? Lizzo got called to the table over it.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Oh, so I'm apologizing for saying the word spaz to those who are
offended. Don't say it again. Good Lord.
Oh, junk.
Triggered.
Oh, crap. I am so sorry I said that word again. So we'll say very, very energetic.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is wonky.
Wonky. Oh, so wonky's okay?
Wonky's fine.
It sounds like honky, but anyway.
Honky's not. Honky's fine.
I mean.
Honky is fine?
Yes.
Well, it's white
people. We just let white people get offended and, like, no, it's not an actual slur.
It's not a natural slur.
When my friend AJ was like, do you want to know what we call white people? And he was like, honkies. I just like, what?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't even offensive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy talk. Okay.
But.
All right, what else going on? Sorry, we got off track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm registering for spring classes, even though the classes I'm currently in still aren't even over.
Mm-hmm. How many more weeks do you have? You only have like 2 weeks.
You haven't been in school for like 10 years, so it's like it's all brand new to you.
It is. I was like, I asked the aide person, and I was like, what does it mean if there's no schedule of meetings? And they're like, oh, that means it doesn't meet synchronously.
Right.
I was like, I didn't know that. So I was expecting a list of meetings so I can book it off, time off from work and stuff.
I see.
And I was like, do I need to keep waiting? Like, what's going on here?
No, my one class, I did sign up for my spring class to get my admin certification again. Mm-hmm. We're only meeting once as a group. And the rest is like we do our own work and she checks in with us.
You kids in your grad school, I swear.
Yeah.
Some of us want to be more educated.
But Alfred knows things.
Oh, Alfred knows so many things.
Now that he's older.
I know not to give my money away to academic institutions.
It's not my money. I'm just taking it from the feds.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And it's a loan that you have to pay back.
Until you die. Anyway.
As you remind me, we can just stop paying.
Indeed. Oh. You could.
Anyway. What's the CHIP conference?
Yeah, it's the... It's an interprofessional health center.
Okay.
At the university, and I went to go meet other health professionals, get the lay of the land of the industry. But it was very. I didn't realize this was this is diversity and inclusion 101. Not that learning about microaggressions again is not an important thing to do. It's just been down that path for a while. I was like, oh my God, I'm so old.
You are so old.
Welcome.
You're 38, ma'am.
Yes. So anyway, but I thought it was interesting I did the nerdy thing and was like, oh, let's do the thing that's like actually like degree program related. So I learned about health improvement. What is it? The Institute for Health Improvement. So quality assurance.
Oh, wow. Sweet.
But I was like, oh, I could get involved and like learn about Fairview and Hennepin Health and all these institutions. Like, hey, give me a job when I'm done.
Well, serious. That's how you do it. That's how you network.
Right.
That is how you network.
But It was an interesting experience. Sweet. Being an outsider.
How so? How was it an interesting experience, Thomas?
Like, interesting good, not interesting bad, okay, Minnesotans?
I was just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that is true. You do have to specify when it comes to...
So you didn't like it?
No,
he said he did like it.
He said it was interesting.
No, but he said interesting good.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So that means he did like it.
But the challenge... that I'm learning about the healthcare industry is all about scope of practice, which is just, I hate those words. It's about like what you can and can't do, not what you should and shouldn't do. You know.
Think about scope and sequence in education. So annoying.
Right. It's just like, if the person needs this thing and I know the thing, I'm not going to, why would I deny them access to it?
Correct.
You know, and so like the, oh, I also learned that apparently University of Minnesota is the only one that considers veterinary medicine a part of community health.
Oh, really?
Well done.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Indigenous people.
Yeah.
And that's you, Alfred, because they're the ones who did it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's awesome.
the animals are beings, too. I don't know what to tell you.
The animals are beings, too.
Well, it's still framed as... how important the animals are to the humans.
Correct.
But
a spoon full of sugar, my friend. A spoon full of sugar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some medicine go down.
Okay, indeed. Mary Poppins.
Or the other thing go right in.
Okay.
Oh, whoa.
Okay.
What did... Okay, I don't know what just happened. But anyway.
Yeah.
Is that all for you, Tom? Or
I'm, you know, my uncle died.
Okay.
But I'm done.
So, R.I.P. your uncle.
R.I.P.
So sad.
Mm-hmm.
So were you close with your uncle?
No, but we knew each other.
Oh, okay. No, that's why I was like wondering. I'm like, okay, you mentioned
Tom's grief is more along the lines of he's in a family text thread that they just
they threw it at him,
and they refuse to like acknowledge that it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Only my brother's girlfriend was like, "I'm so sorry, Ken."
Yeah. I'm
or
so
wife.
Sorry.
Wife.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Your uncle's dead or dying. Mm-hmm. The rest of you.
So
like, when's
also
the funeral?
There's a memorial. I don't know. There's something this spring. Mm. But so what I learned was there was a Bethke family group chat that apparently I wasn't even added to.
That is
so that's
hilarious.
What they were talking about in the group chat.
Did you find out from your brother then? Or did you add yourself to the group chat and found out?
Like, no, the family already has. Like,
this is the fam.
This is just me,
the
and
siblings.
My siblings, and
oh,
my
the
mom. Mom and
got it. Got it.
But,
and you found out that, wow.
Yeah, they're like, how do we leave that chat? The other one, because apparently, because I'm pretty sure it was like David and, well, I don't know, Dewey's locked up.
These are siblings of your stepfather?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. I appreciate you.
This is so interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this should be... like on Lifetime or something.
It should be.
Really?
Like, just like the baby in Mexico.
The baby in Mexico.
Yeah.
Who is now like 9.
Wow.
We are getting old. Okay. We're just.
You're half
sibling. Oh my God.
Sibling.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Well, sorry about your uncle.
Not even half, because. There's no blood related.
That's why I said your step. Your half step sibling.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. A half step? Is that a quarter?
Mm-hmm. His stepfather
had
a child
quarter
with another woman.
With another woman,
an eighth
in Mexico.
In Mexico,
mm-hmm.
That
and
is
mom's
9.
Like I won because he doesn't have no more money to help her, so he's not gonna go see her anymore.
Wow,
Just spilling on. It's Thanksgiving, everyone. Spilling the family beans.
Mama Vance. Oh my God! Mama Happy Vance. Thanksgiving.
Way to go, Deb.
Tom, Comrade Tom's family.
I guess a good thing. That's a mark of good in her column. But
she won.
I guess.
She did. That's what she said.
That is so disturbing. Okay, we're going to move on.
She called Brenda a cow.
Okay.
Alfred.
Okay. This is amazing, Mom.
Oh, wow. My God, Alfred, what's going on with you? Cut this. Stop this insanity.
All right, Alfred, what do you
think? What's going on with you?
Well, I've moved into my South Minneapolis apartment. No thanks to you, Malcolm.
Why do you mean? Yes, I didn't help you because I couldn't because I was busy. You're right.
Except for the fact that I've helped you move thrice now. But whatever.
Did you help?
Yes. I helped you move the first
time.
Yes. When you moved, you've moved twice within your buildings. The one was in Plymouth. One was
The St. Louis Park one.
Uh-huh.
And then I moved to Minneapolis.
Minneapolis to
the high rise.
Moundsview. Uh-huh.
And then I moved from Minneapolis to Moundsview.
You're welcome.
But you didn't help me move from in my apartments.
I've helped you move is the point of it, madam.
No, I know I was busy and I apologize. We were both busy on that weekend. We told you that. So there you go. But I'm happy.
No, you said that you were going to come.
I said I will check.
No, you said you were going to come.
I said he comes multiple times a day.
Whoa, hey. No. Oh my, what are we talking about moving?
Anyway,
I said I would check.
Ada. Hi, baby.
But
my baby is listening on the radio. I left the radio on to KFAI. Hello, baby. Are you being good?
Bark, 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 bark.
Stop it.
But I will say this. Mm-hmm. Who was the one I told you about the apartment since you were so desperately looking for one at the last minute?
That's why I'm still talking to you.
Oh, is that why?
Yes.
Wow, isn't that cute? Isn't that delightful? I'm so honored.
It's my first South Minneapolis apartment.
How do you like it?
By yourself.
By yourself,
well,
right?
First South Minneapolis apartment. It's a pretty standard layout. Like there's the living room, the dining room, the built-in hutch. What is it? The buffet.
The buffet.
The built-in buffet. The kitchen.
The buffet.
The two bedrooms and the bathroom and the hallway. And
they all have doors.
They all have doors, and it's all hardwood.
I think your apartment is bigger than mine, and you pay less.
Yes.
I'm so mad at that.
South Minneapolis.
I'm so mad at that.
That's what you pay for new.
Right. Indeed.
Oh, that's true.
Well, that's the thing. I've lived in boxes. I've lived in box apartments my entire time. Either that or I've lived in someone else's house. So,
my house is what you mean.
Yes. And, my first landlady, R.I.P. R.I.P. Elizabeth Brooks Didier. My first landlady, she passed. Yeah. Wow, that's not an appropriate.
Why are you laughing at death?
That is not an appropriate reaction.
You have been laughing at death,
Thomas.
This whole
Thomas,
show. His
this
uncle,
is a life lesson for
your
you.
Your landlady,
giggling like a schoolgirl is not an
I'm
appropriate
glad I,
reaction.
I don't have anybody died yet,
Lord,
and I ain't going to tell
you,
Tom.
Anywhere.
I've had it.
You said Didier. Just like, help it.
Wow. Is this like a Marion Coatsworth Hay moment?
Kind of, yeah.
I'm Marion Coatsworth. Okay.
Anyway.
So, okay, well, there's that. Well, congratulations on your apartment. What else is going on?
I had a post-election staycation in my new apartment to settle in, and everything's fine. I feel like I'm the bad upstairs neighbor, though, because, like, I'm a night owl. And the floors are creaky.
Yeah.
So
the people downstairs are just going to have to get used to it. When I was a little tyke, I'm sure my parents, if they're watching, they remember our first, you know, a big apartment, whatever, was a duplex, and we were on the bottom floor, and upstairs neighbors. So.
I just remind myself that they're on my land. And so,
that helps, okay?
I am now the Avenues for Youth board secretary. Hooray!
A journalist taking notes.
Who'd have thought?
Revolutionary.
Right.
Well, it will be because they'll actually still exist when the internet goes away.
Right. It's true.
Because they're going to be on paper.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. Well, congratulations.
Yes.
That's good. Are you happy
you
about that?
You type them up after you write them down.
Yes. Yes, I do. You know
I can't
my process.
With you.
Yes. So, yeah.
Do you have a slate? Like, you know, like that rock? Okay.
It's called
the Flintstones.
It's called pen
paper. Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
And then I left the Out and Sober board, which, you know, I'm still processing. I, you know, it was what it was. It was time for me to go, and like everyone made that very clear. So I was like, okay, well, good luck out there, everybody.
Wow. Just
what did you do now?
Nothing. I've been on the board for 10 years, and they...
Oh, so it's just they need fresh ideas. That's all.
Well, no, but like what they were doing is they were like, oh, well, if let's work on our transition plans. I'm like, oh, so you need me to go? Okay. Then just say that. And they're like, no, but I'm like, oh, it's fine. We can just rip the Band-Aid off. If you need me to go.
Why don't
I'll go.
People like you, Alfred?
Because I'm honest. Because I'm like,
I mean, do we even like
I
him?
Mean, I'm trying to question our friendship right I'm now, too. Saying. So I'm just like, whoa.
Look, I'm just saying.
He won't even tell me what he's bringing for food.
I'll never
He might
lie
be bringing point. He might be bringing like a pecan pie now.
Not anymore.
Might put a little bit of dog poo-poo in it.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You can bring another one. I told you. You can bring another one. It doesn't matter.
I'm bringing wild rice hot dish. And ooh. I'm bringing homemade cranberry sauce. And now another pie.
Oh, you know what you could do? I have a request.
I've already bought the things.
Sweet potato?
I've already bought the things. You're getting what you're getting.
Okay, fine, didn't it?
I told you, you're getting what
I was
you're
just
getting.
Thinking you could do something else if you didn't have it, but anyway, fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
All right, cool.
So you were making sweet potatoes?
No, well, I'm making sweet potato dish, like baked sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But with like cinnamon, sugar, all that stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, there's I enjoy a whole, it. There's a whole, but not a
it's
pie.
It's a whole dish. It's a whole kind of experience.
Oh, you sweet made potato it. Pie.
Yes.
He wants potatoes. A pie.
I'm making a pumpkin pie.
He wants
now,
a pie. Hey, man, what's up, pie?
I made fine. Sweet potatoes today.
How'd it go?
Delicious.
Did you do it with marshmallows, though?
Well, we were going to, but then Ricardo ate them. He's like, that's how my Tuesday went.
Well, way to make then my segment about thing. You, Tom.
Whoa.
Oh, my you're God. Welcome.
You're on my land, and you're taking up my airspace now.
Jeez, good Louises.
Lord. Anyway.
Well, thank you, Alfred,
you're
for letting
welcome.
Us know. That's what's happening with all of us people. Our lives are
we
so
have more important things to talk about, but we'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah, not commercials.
Messages from our friends.
Sure.
From our friends.
Okay. Commercial.
Programming on KFAI is supported by Quit Partner. Quitting smoking or vaping is easier said than done. Quit Partner offers Minnesotans no-cost resources to quit nicotine, including patches, gum and lozenges, coaching, and digital support. More at quitpartnermn.com.
This is the final week of voting for the next term of the Fresh Air Board of Directors. All donor and volunteer members are eligible to vote. Cast your ballot and find more information at kfai.org/elections.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, here with Malcolm Lee.
Wake up from your food coma!
And Comrade Tom.
No, there have not been any gummies ingested at the moment.
How many gummies today, Tom?
Zero.
How many gummies today?
But plenty of old-fashioned.
Sober up, Tom.
I do. I have my tea that has been brewed for hours.
Oh, my goodness. We drank the ice wine that I got from the winery from Cannon River Winery.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was so good.
I suppose you had to become a member just to be able to afford the ice wine.
And?
Whoa.
I don't mind
ice
that.
Ice wine is expensive.
I have no shame in my consumption of wine and buying
ice wine like snow dying?
Right. They have to. They leave the grapes on until they freeze.
Yeah.
And then. So they're extra sugary and probably full of alcohol.
Sounds like
full of
Game
alcohol.
Of kind of
I
thing.
Slept very well last night, let me tell you.
Well done.
But
I
anyway.
Slept well last night, too.
Okay.
Do we even want to add? Okay,
nope,
let's go back to pop culture.
Nope.
Pop culture. Okay, here we go. I did not know that this person was part of the community.
Yeah.
But rest in peace. Hopefully people know him. He's been in a lot of movies and videos. Udo Kier.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in his 80s, right?
I didn't know who that was either.
I
saw the picture.
Flesh for Frankenstein and Blood for Dracula. Remember those two like 70s movies? Like he's
yes.
The... Yes.
Yes, he passed away at 81 years old.
Yeah, because those are the Andy Warhol movies.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, with Joe D'Alessandro's naked body.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. That's why we watched it.
Yes, yes.
His partner's name was Delbert McBride.
Oh, Delbert.
I'm sorry, Delbert McBride, for your loss and your name.
Wow. Wow.
Weird.
That's not, again, making fun of people is not the appropriate response to death. I just want to clarify
Tom
that.
Tom is rubbing off on me.
I swear to God. Look. I swear to God, you colonizers. I swear to God.
Oh, like, I am not a colonizer. I was brought here on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
We were brought here on a boat and we had no say.
But you're still here.
We were waiting in the water. Anyway.
But you're still here. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Black and brown solidarity.
Yes. Anyway. We're all going to hell. Anyway, yes, he's been in a lot of Madonna videos. I do remember some. I think he was in the video Bad Girl, that one. But he's been in a lot of Madonna videos, but just the movies that you said before.
Johnny Mnemonic, if you remember Johnny Mnemonic.
He wasn't Johnny Mnemonic. Uh-huh. That's uh-huh. right.
He's my favorite creepy German.
Blood for Dracula, Blade.
Isn't a Nazi.
No, right. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a Nazi. No.
No. Very much not, no.
Very much not. But yes, he passed away. Rest in peace, Mr. Udo Kier. He passed away at 81. Mm-hmm. 81 years old, so... we are going to be promoting Planned Parenthood's ugly sweater. Need a subversive sweater this holiday season? Go to Planned Parenthood's website, and they have a sweater, which I'm looking at right now. It ain't ugly.
Well, no.
Yeah. It is not ugly. It's supposed to be an ugly sweater. And let me just try to describe it to you.
It's got a lot going on.
You know, I'm going to show it to you live, people.
It's got a lot going on.
People who are
alive. It's not my sweater. It's not my sweater. It's down. You got to have it.
No, I am doing it. Yes. Well, his Alfred's sweater, his is ugly, $29.95. But anyway.
Thank you.
Are those dental dams on there?
It has ribbons and are those circles supposed to be wreaths?
I believe so.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, oh.
No, that's
oh,
birth control. That's birth
these
control.
These are birth control things.
Yes.
Like the bottom thing is an IUD. An IUD. Oh, my God.
Welcome. Yes.
Okay, it is finally ugly. I got it now.
Hence
it,
the word subversive.
Wow. Whoa.
No, it's. It,
and then the Planned Parenthood logo.
And then the Planned Parenthood logo. Okay, so that is there.
It's just got a lot going on.
Oh, and then this is supposed to be the vajayjay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, mm-hmm. With next two trees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Although I think the fishbone is the an IUD as well.
Is the square supposed to be like the dental dam?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I have lots of questions.
No, it's a condom.
I do have a lot of.
It's a condom.
Oh, the female condom.
No, a condom.
Just a condom, yeah.
I know we don't use them.
Condoms don't look like that.
Look.
It's been a while since we've all.
It's been a while since we wrapped it because we're on
prep.
Doxyprep.
Anyway,
but if you are interested in supporting Planned Parenthood because we love them,
$55.
No. Oh, sugar honey iced tea. Uh-huh. That's what to say.
No.
It's, no. 50,
you can find more information on the internet.
Yes, and I will not say the price again. I'm just screwing up tonight. It's because of Thanksgiving. Why are we on Thanksgiving?
Exactly. I'm in mourning. I'm just clear about that.
We did say yes.
You're wearing
it's
black
fun.
All the time.
You do yes. wear black all the time. So how are you
I'm
in mourning?
Because I'm in mourning. Because you people are on my land.
Oh my goodness.
Not you. Him. And the other ones.
Not you.
Not you.
Not me.
Not,
not
you. But him. And
you
the other ones.
White person. You. Okay.
I represent all white.
You people. Represent all the white people. With very nice glasses, I must say. Well, okay.
Oh,
so there's that, and then. Okay, I have not watched it.
Neither have I.
But I'm assuming you've watched it, Alfred?
Nope.
Okay, then why are we talking about this?
It's look, significant. It's in okay. the zeitgeist. It's,
okay.
It's boots.
Yeah, boots.
Boots. So, new boots. Netflix. Boots. It's not Pussy Boots.
It's Gay Marines.
It's a gay dramedy called Boots, which is taken over the airwaves and everything. It's like everybody talks about it. Everybody talks about the hot, steamy scenes. Supposedly,
Pete
it's Hegseth a really good story.
Has literally railed against it in public.
He's Pete like, Hegseth can just.
Pete Hegseth
Pete
is gay.
Hegseth.
I'm thinking about him.
Scouts.
I'm thinking about him. I'm sure that he has a dominatrix on the side that's just like. Psh.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
thinking about him.
He's got arms covered in tattoos. You know, one of those is a swastika.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, the one on his chest is for sure like a white nationalist, the iron crosses.
Oh, is it really? I didn't know that. I haven't seen his chest because I don't care. Mm-hmm. But yes, if you haven't checked it out, a lot of people are giving rave reviews about the show Boots. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's based on the memoir The Pink Marine by Greg
Cope White. Mm.
Wow.
Mm. I didn't know it was based on something.
I didn't know that either until I looked it up.
I love you doing research now, Tom. It's so great.
Well done. Look,
it's so...
I had to get something for pop culture.
No, it's good.
Well, there's...
I'm busy. Yeah. But I do like that you have this because we're going to talk about all of them. So...
Oh, Lord.
Since it is...
Buckle in. 19 queer things to be thankful for in 2025.
The listicles are fun.
It's fun. This is going to be great, okay? You will enjoy this.
Jonathan Bailey becoming the first gay sexiest man alive.
Wow.
That's kind of a big deal.
That is kind of a big deal.
I still don't get Jonathan Bailey.
Oh, you don't think he's that hot?
I mean, I can see where other people would see, but I just don't see it. I understand that like he is attractive and he checks a lot of people's boxes off, but like,
no, I think he's fine. I think it would be fun in bed though, because it sounds like he's somewhat of an exhibitionist and just like, you know, he's a very free spirited person when it comes to sex. I think that'd be fun.
I believe it has something to do with like everything around him is like slutty by association, because like I've seen so many like adjectives calling like his stuff slutty, right? Like he's wearing a slutty little blah blah blah.
Stop talking about my life. Anyway.
SCOTUS.
Second thing, SCOTUS declining to hear Kim. That woman is so, you know, and I'm just going to say that she's ugly. And I normally don't tell people that, say people that they're ugly, but she's just ugly inside and out. Mm-hmm. So SCOTUS declining to hear Kim Davis's marriage equality tantrum. Love it. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is something to
Although, Courtney,
cheer about
you
right
do
now.
A great Kim Davis for Halloween.
Whoa.
Oh, she was Kim Davis for Halloween.
She looks so freaking good.
Did she use a bump it?
Oh, yeah. She
have to.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. She did it all.
Okay, now this one I didn't hear about. The sandwich guy. Like, I guess let's read this.
Either.
Some heroes wear capes. Others wield. Oh, this is on out.com, by the way. We want to give credit where credit is due. Some heroes wear capes. Others wield. Deli counter confidence. Former Justice Department staffer Sean Charles Dunn was a man with a sandwich in a moment of protest that became folkloric. What could be better? A court found him not guilty after being charged with a misdemeanor. Never thought justice could taste so good. Oh, did he throw a sandwich at someone?
He threw a sandwich at the
That's
at the
what
ice.
It was. Yeah, okay, that's what sandwich. It was. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's why he's a sandwich. Well, good for you. Maybe he needed that facial. Anyway.
Full of mayonnaise.
Full of mayonnaise and oil and vinegar. Anyway, Niecy Nash, yes, 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 yes. Our out 100 icon of the year, yes. This woman, Niecy Nash Betts, let me tell you.
She's been working it a long time.
A long time, and she's finally getting her laurels. You know, woman, I love you. Keep rocking and rolling. Keep doing what you're doing. Being out and proud with your wife and just loving each other, so... Just do what you do. You're doing amazing. So, yes, I agree. Kathy Griffin, our advocate of the year. Hey, Kathy. This is a great picture of you. And a nice flowery dress. I love it.
Well done.
Well done, Kathy. Next up, Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein. Leave it to Guillermo to make an emotionally complex and gothically beautiful creature out of Jacob Elordi. Did you guys see it yet?
No, I have not.
I haven't either. We need to see that. It was a reminder that the real monster was never Frankenstein's creation, but the world that could never see the beauty within. That's the point of the story. I don't know if people knew that, but there was a deeper meaning to that story. So
they didn't. They messed up.
And they missed the mark because it's wonderful.
They kept reading Abhorred.
American education. Anyway, New York City. I know I'm a teacher and I'm saying that. New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani. Hey, not too many people are excited about this one, but I think the queer folks are.
Yes.
Yes, the queer folks are very excited about this.
Alfred is an affirmative yes.
Yes.
Affirmative. Yes, so that is one.
Deborah Messing is not, however. Did you see
this whole... goodness gracious. That woman wanted him. She wanted Andrew Cuomo because of the, Yes.
Well, she had a whole meltdown on her socials, and like everyone's calling her out about it. And like, oh, you're indoctrinated. Like, you
basically,
you actually think that because he's Muslim, he's going to start? Oh, wow, that is concerning. That is concerning. Mm-hmm. The lies that people are believing about.
I know, which is sad because I'm like, Deborah, you had a bigger, I thought you were smarter than that, but mm-hmm. you know, good luck to you because he's your mayor now. Anyway, Representative Jasmine Crockett. Yes, she is the wonderful. I don't know if you ever seen the videos, people see her TikToks or see on memes or whatnot, but look at this woman clap back. She is so smart, intelligent, black, not just black woman, black queen. Mm-hmm. Do it, woman. Yes, love it. Okay, queer lingo expanding out. Okay,
we did that.
Gen X, millennials, we did it, you know.
It's giving.
It's giving. To
eras.
And serve, and then the T. I'm like.
Right. Some white person wrote that.
whatever.
See.
The lingo, whoop-de-doo. Part of the ninth. Okay. Ayo Edebiri, yes, another wonderful black actress, mm-hmm. woman of color, who does an amazing job. I don't know if people know her from The Bear. But I will say this. This is not her fault. The movie after the... What was it called? I even forgot the name of it. It was the recent movie with Luca Guadagnino. I think that's his name. Don't watch it.
Oh, no.
It was bad. It was so bad. And it was with Julia Roberts, too. And I love Julia Roberts. But it was just so disjointed. And you did your thing,
hon. She's apparently doing ads now for Dwar. Or not Dwar, but... The perfume company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was like, so, Julia, what has gotten into you, pretty woman?
I don't know.
Wow.
Well, she's still pretty. The Traitors. Yes, I agree. You guys watch The Traitors?
Traitors, no. Yes.
Oh, my God. Season 4 coming out. And it's a huge cast.
They've got RuPaul's Drag Race.
23 people or something like that? Mm-hmm. 23, 24?
Isn't Bob the Drag Queen going to be on there?
It's Monet Exchange.
Monet Exchange.
Bob the Drag Queen was already on it. Whoa. He was a traitor. Mm-hmm. Or, excuse me, they were a traitor.
Yes.
That was...
You seeing your black people over there?
I'm confusing my seasons. They have been on there.
Seasons.
But Alan Cumming, like yes, keep up with the sassiness. Love you, mean it.
Mm-hmm.
We've already mentioned it. Netflix Boots. A mm-hmm. Heartwarming story of a gay Marine in the 90s who discovers his identity and chosen family. But let's be honest, also here for jawlines you can cut glass on.
Okay.
All right, let's look at this picture.
I mean,
he has zits, though. Anyway, moving on.
Whoa.
I love that Alfred's, like, ready to come to his defense.
Once
you call them out for
deformities. Look, there are skin conditions that we, as someone who lives with rosacea.
There
are
fine.
Skin conditions.
He could take care of that, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he could take care of it. Indeed. Cynthia Erivo. Ha!
Mm-hmm.
No good deed goes unpunished. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Protesters showing, and I have to agree with this. The LGBTQ plus community are coming out in full force with courage.
About time.
And it's about time. Oh my God. I think that we've just been way too afraid, but I think that we're just not going to have it anymore. We're angry.
Mm-hmm.
We're upset. We're not going to take it. So yes, protesters showing up with courage and conviction, definitely something to be thankful for in 2025. Yes. So keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. Outlaws with with T.S. Madison podcast. T.S. Madison, wonderful trans woman of color. She has a new podcast, which is Turning It Up, doing a really good job. She's had Chapel Roan, Tina Knowles, and Laverne Cox on it. So it's something that supposedly we need as a country. Do you know Representative Robert Garcia Holden? Do you know him from, I think he's from California?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is holding Republicans accountable. Again, a person who is brave and will speak up.
Mm-hmm.
So a Democratic rising star reads them for filth, cites sources, and smiles while doing it. See, that's the best.
It's true.
Kill them with kindness. Kill them with kindness. A queer Latina king, if I've ever seen one.
mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess she's becoming more popular now, Miss Piggy. She's coming back.
I didn't know that she ever left.
I guess she never left. I guess so. I mean, she was in Sabrina Carpenter's final show of her tour.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes, she was. She was. And I watched the video. I was like, wow, okay. Miss Piggy, work it out.
Miss Piggy.
And Anthony Boyle in House of Guinness, a man who looks like he was carved out of Irish marble and dipped in whiskey lightning.
Wow.
Lighting, excuse me. I was parched and appreciated Anthony's scene for all the right reasons. I guess there's a show called House of Guinness.
Oh,
yes. It's about Guinness.
Oh. Oh, that's right. That's right. I've heard of it. That's
there's
right.
There's like a... Yeah, he's like the queer founder or whatever the fuck. Yes, whatever the hell.
Whatever the hell it is. I don't know. Yeah. And I have to agree with this. If you haven't watched it, or if you do watch it and you haven't watched the second season, Survival of the Thickest Season 2, all queered out.
Okay.
All queered out. Michelle Buteau, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Had Miss Peppermint in a wedding. She was getting married.
Wow.
It's beautiful. Mm. So, and there you have it. I believe that is 19 things. We did it. Hey.
We made it, everybody.
We made it through. Yay.
We will be right back after. Oh, wait. Nope. We have no messages.
Oh, we have no messages. We have to keep talking.
We have messages.
Oh, my God. We have messages for you. All right. All right, we're gonna give you your moment, Alfred, because we know. Well, I know that you're not too happy with it, Tom, either. But I'm sure that
what?
Alfred feels a little bit more pain about this.
What do we?
Politics.
Oh, the boo, first Jacob Fry.
There we go.
Boo, boo, mm-hmm. Boo.
That means he won.
You
boo.
Remember in 2021,
boo,
when you hauled my drunk self back to my house
after you chugged like 8 champagnes.
Look, you just kept shoveling them to me because you were like, "I'm gonna live vicariously through him." Here you go. Here you go. Here you go.
At any point, you could have disengaged and been like, "Nothing."
It's true. It's true.
Oh, really? Okay.
I did. Mm-hmm. No one forced me.
What I did was I asked every time. I was like, "Would you like another?" And you're like, "Yes."
Okay, I do have a question for you because this question came to me from a friend of ours. Okay.
Yes.
I have my reasons for not liking Jacob. I don't like him because of the fact that he lied to people in North Minneapolis and they're not listening. Mm-hmm. That's what's bothering me about it.
Right.
But why do you not like Jacob Fry?
I think Jacob Fry doesn't have the ability to see what's in front of him. And I think Jacob Fry thinks that he's the mayor of a Minneapolis that doesn't exist anymore. Like, he literally can, and so those are two reasons. The third reason is
right.
Because he lied and he obfuscated and he did not rise to the occasion during the uprising after George Floyd's murder. And so the thing is that Mayor Hodges, way back when Jamar Clark was killed, like, mm-hmm. she had her detractors and people called her out for everything, but like, at the very least, she knew to let people protest. Because she understood that, like, people need an outlet.
Okay.
People need to be able to do this. But
right.
Like, Jacob Fry was like, we need, nope. We need to clamp down. We need everyone to go home because there were, you know, the pandemic was on and all this other jazz. But like, he really doubled down on police control, and he didn't even do it well. So like, in the what report was it that was issued after?
The after action report.
The after action report. Like, literally, it says in there that, like, the governor and the National Guard were stationed at TCF Stadium, mm-hmm. which is now what? Huntington
Banks.
Anyway. Yeah. So they were, that was their command post. And they were, like, the city, Jacob Fry was at the second precinct up on Central in Northeast.
Yes.
That looked like a fortress for like
too,
a year after the uprising. And so like, he was there, but like, they were not communicating. He was not communicating with anybody. And they like, okay. It's in the report. And this is the thing, like, they're not lies. These are not lies. Like, this actually happened. And so like, his ineptitude just continues to like grate on me, is that like, you've been given every opportunity to do right by this city.
Right.
And he chooses not to. He actively chooses not to. He believes that he's the mayor of an up-and-coming Midwest city that's going to attract business and corporations and growth in mm-hmm. that way. And part of it is like, yeah, and the people who live here don't want that.
Mm.
Like, the people who live here have literally been telling you. And the problem is that he used to represent Ward 3. And I used to live in Ward 3. And Ward 3 is a very, how should I put this? It's a very affluent ward. It's very affluent. People want their investments a certain way. It's downtown. It's mm-hmm. Northeast. And so, like, that's the echo chamber he comes from, is that it doesn't occur to him that there are other wards like Ward 9.
Right. Right. Okay. I was just curious because we were trying to figure out.
You know, and I've got 20 more points too.
But. Right. That's one reason why I don't like him. I will say this looking from the outside in. I saw him more in the public than the other candidates. And I loved Dwayne. I did. I wanted him so badly to win. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see them as much as he was being seen. And I think that's very important when it comes to, you know, an election. I mean, I know that it's all politics and it sucks that that's what we rely upon. And people can hear the points and whatnot, but I just didn't see the other candidates as much. And then also DFL couldn't make up their minds.
So. Right. And he politicizes his office a lot. So
yeah.
He had that pulpit to be able to do.
It's hard.
And yeah, and like there have been a lot of postmortems, and like my take is that like I think the young progress. So like here's my I've been trying to say it one way, and I'm going to say it another. I'm going to say we keep trying to make young people vote and care in these municipal elections. What we aren't looking at is the old people who actually show up.
Good point.
And so like. Okay.
Good point.
So,
because those people will show up.
And those people always show up for Jacob Fry.
And they always show up for Jacob Fry. You're right.
So, like, where can you meet them and where can you infiltrate and where can you, like, you have to do actual organizing.
Whoever runs next time in 4 years, is it? I'm going to say it right now. Focus on the South.
Right. And I'm not saying that, like, I'm not saying you need to be more like Jacob Fry. I'm saying that, like, you need to do your organizing there because, like, the turnout tried to do, like, you know, progressives to turn out. And, like, yeah, they'll do that. But, like, the people are really obsessed with the youth vote. And the youth vote, the last time anyone really cared nationally was, like, during Barack Obama. And that was, like, a national campaign.
Correct.
That had, like, billions of dollars in it. So, like, unless if you're willing to spend some money.
Yeah. No, I agree. Cool. Okay. Good. Yeah, it's kind of scary in St. Paul. There have been ICE raids, and there has to be some questions answered. I don't know if I watched it on the news today, but even SPPD, the St. Paul Police Department, supposedly did spray people with pepper spray and what have you to hold them back during what was supposed to be a peaceful protest, but they said that it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I watched the video. It seemed like it was peaceful until they sprayed.
Yeah.
So the mayor, current mayor, I haven't heard any answers about that because he was shocked by it as well. But yes, there have been ICE raids in St. Paul, just so that everybody know.
Two so far.
Two, right. So here is the thing about ICE raids. I mean, I work in education. I work in St. Paul public schools. And we have our directions in the event that that is supposed to happen, that somebody from ICE do show up. When it comes to public places, they're not supposed to go in without a warrant. So unless they have some type of warrant, people, don't let them in.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a legal right to go into those buildings. I'm telling you that right now. Unless they have a warrant,
signed
a legal document.
Signed by a judge.
Signed by a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Do not let them in.
They have.
Period.
You ask for it and they have to present it.
Yes, they do.
Because what they will do is they will say, well,
they'll intimidate you with their guns,
too. We just want to talk with you.
Correct.
We just wanted to.
Right.
And you're like, no.
No.
Show me a warrant.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say. So just keep that in mind. But we feel for you, St. Paul. Beth Frazier, former out front PAC chair. Such a sweet lady. I like saying PAC chair and former deputy secretary of state is running for district 64A in St. Paul.
Oh, all right.
Yay, Beth. And I believe you're working on her.
Volunteering, yes.
You're volunteering in her campaign. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
How's it coming? How's it looking? How do you
it's
feel?
Looking very good.
Very good.
She's labor endorsed.
Yeah, I did read that.
Mm-hmm.
She is labor endorsed. So go on, girl. Mm-hmm. Go on, girl.
And this is the same person, same district that
Kelly Herr
left to be the St. Paul
mayor.
Mayor. Mm-hmm. She won, people.
She did.
She sure
She's
did.
She's the first Hmong and first woman mayor of St. Paul.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know if she's
Check
the
both
first,
marks off.
I don't know if she's the first Hmong mayor in the country, but
in St. Paul, for sure.
In St. Paul, for sure. But that's why ranked voting works. because the first rank voting, there was no clear winner. They went to second rank voting, and boom, that's how she won it. So congratulations.
And congratulations to Soren Stevenson for winning.
Winning Ward
8. Yes. Okay. Well done.
So now we'll have someone who...
An activist
mm-hmm. who was harmed by the police mm-hmm. During the George Floyd uprising.
Yep.
Wow.
In office.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. He lost an eye. Mm-hmm. Lost an eye.
I mean, the city also paid a few million for it.
As well they should. Mm-hmm. As well they should.
From,
well,
you know, non-lethal weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, anyway. I'm just excited because, you know, it's Ward 8 where George Floyd was murdered. And it's good to have, I think it's good to have someone who represents those values.
Agreed.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we could go into the other section of critics, but we are running short on time. So I guess our final thoughts, what are we ungrateful for? Who typed that?
I believe it was Thomas.
Was it you, Thomas?
It was.
Oh, my God.
Ungrateful for, Tom.
Ungrateful for?
Did you remember when we were at Michael's last year? That was, I think it was. I think I stole it from Bougie.
Wow.
Because he asked, what are you ungrateful for?
Uh-huh.
I know, it's a tough one.
I'm ungrateful for people who work in customer service that don't give great customer service and don't just give straight answers to questions that are asked to them and like to be wishy-washy about it, trying to think that they're saying the right things when they're not. Mm. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it that vague because I know this person up close.
Wow.
And it annoys me. It annoys me. It really, really annoys me. Just answer the question straight up first time around. Don't go beat around the bush and then feel like, you know, I'm right. And I'm like, no, you're not right. Just, okay. So, and I will be having a conversation with this person on Monday. And it'll probably not be pleasant.
What are you ungrateful for, Tom?
What are you ungrateful for, Tom?
I think I'm ungrateful for emotionally immature adults.
Boom. Agreed. And Alfred?
I'm ungrateful for all you colonizers on my
head. I knew he was going to say that. I knew.
Cop out.
Cop out!
Well, you've spent another wonderful hour here with your friends